Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, sharing personal stories from the nation's largest military installation. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Fort Bragg Stories is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. Laura Monk was a newlywed when she moved to Fort Bragg with her husband Austin in 2009. He deployed to Iraq shortly after. While serving overseas, he was diagnosed with leukemia. They spent most of their 2.5-year marriage negotiating his illness and cancer treatments. Austin passed away in 2011, but Laura decided to stay near Fort Bragg, in part to stay close to the network of support she's found through the Army Survivor Outreach Services.
We had to adjust to like a new normal, you know, what was new for us. You know, before when we were married, our new normal was living together and being together. And now on top of that and being newly married, we also had to deal with doctor's appointments, you know, treatment back and forth to UNC, and then also the fear of the unknown. We all thought he was going to get better. He had a bone marrow transplant in May of 2011. And then a couple months later in October, he passed away. The doctors even said after his transplant that, okay, you know, things look great, things look good. And then it wasn't so great anymore. I had my life here. You know, I could have gone back. I could have gone anywhere else. But for me, this was home. You know, I had my community here. I had the SOS here. If I needed something, I had, you know, just everything was here. And I just chose to stay. And I'm so glad I did, because I have that connection still to the military. I have that connection, you know, to do things here and honor him and remember him. He is ingrained in Fort Bragg in every way I can imagine. You know, I see him in the soldiers walking around. I see him when I drive past their old unit. I see him when I drive past their old neighborhood. I see him in the 82nd, you know, Division Chapel, where we had our pre-deployment meeting, and then I also had his funeral service there. So he is just as part of Fort Bragg as anyone else is, and I see him everywhere, and I love it here. I really do. I think Fayetteville and Fort Bragg have a lot to offer people, and for me, this is home. Our SOS is planned a 5K run. It's called Run, Honor, Remember. And it's in honor of the fallen soldiers here at Fort Bragg and across the world. And as part of the 5K, they, at the stadium, Hendricks Stadium, they have a field and they lay down boots. And every boot represents a fallen service member, either here, overseas. And it's just a very emotional moment to see that field covered in boots. And remember that every boot represents someone. It is my goal to run this to the best of my ability, you know, in honor of him and in honor of his sacrifice that he made. I know he would think I was crazy and say, baby, are you sure you can do it? But I know as long as I keep the memory of him with me, I know I'll be successful.
Laura's story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find a link at wunc.org.